Moments after the feds arraigned Martha Stewart on obstruction of justice charges, her attorney made a charge of his own, that Ms. Stewart was being singled out unfairly because she was famous.
Weekend Edition essayist Andy Borowitz.
Regardless of how you feel about Ms. Stewart's guilt or innocence, her case is an example of a growing scourge in America, our society's insidious and relentless discrimination against celebrities. Case in point, each month, celebrities are forced to pose for the covers of glossy national magazines, often made to wear expensive clothing and jewelry not their own. The average cover shoot is a grueling ordeal as the celebrity fends off the near-constant brushing and daubing of professional hair and makeup people, with nothing to slake his or her thirst but a bottle of vintage French champagne. But perhaps the greatest indignity occurs after the shoot is over, as airbrushing technicians conspire to make the celebrity look prettier, skinnier, or more buff. At our nation's most exclusive restaurants, the persecution of celebrities is perhaps even more flagrant. While the average patron can expect to relax for up to an hour at the bar before being shown to his table, restaurants extend no such leisurely welcome to the average celebrity. Instead, the famous person is immediately rushed to his table, assaulted with menus, free drinks, and complimentary appetizers before he can even catch his breath. Even worse, a celebrity cannot get through his meal without being interrupted by table visits from the fawning chef who, being a celebrity himself, should really know better. One group of celebrities in our country suffers more conspicuously than any other, celebrities with no visible talent. In America, no-talent celebrities are forced to be multi-talented, starring in movies, snagging seven-figure recording contracts, and publishing best-selling books of recipes or poems. In other countries, no talents are granted the obscurity they richly deserve, but in America, they have no choice but to be ubiquitous. Which brings me back to Martha Stewart. If, as her lawyers are saying, the federal prosecutors have targeted Ms. Stewart in order to get publicity, the joke may be on them. It's possible that in the course of putting Martha Stewart on trial, the federal prosecutors may become celebrities themselves. It would serve them right.
Andy Borowitz is the author of a new book out this week, Who Moved My Soap? The CEO's Guide to Surviving in Prison.